forge your fate and embark on an epic journey across war-torn 19th century Japan in the thrilling open-world action RPG, Rise of the Ronin, coming March 22nd to PlayStation 5. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Striking Distance Studios, the team behind 2022's moderately received sci-fi horror title, The Callisto Protocol, has revealed it's working on a new game within the same universe and set in the location of Black Iron Prison. This time around, though, the new title, codenamed Project Birdseye, is trading in immersive, gritty horror for an arcade-style action roguelike. Debuted via a short trailer, Project Birdseye looks to be a substantial departure from the Callisto Protocol in just about every way, with an over-the-top, isometric comic book-styled aesthetic and fast-paced shooter action. No release window or platforms have been revealed just yet. With the world currently discussing and scrutinizing a recent and fairly convincing leak of specs and features in a potential upcoming PlayStation 5 Pro console, the highly regarded video game tech heads at Digital Foundry have jumped in, offering their take on what the reported specs mean in real terms, as well as corroborating their validity. Digital Foundry's technology editor, Richard Ledbetter, has stated that the console is real, coming soon, and that the leaked specs are largely accurate, which include a much more powerful GPU than the standard PS5, and a new PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution tech that's similar to other machine learning upscaling solutions, like NVIDIA's DLSS and AMD's FSR. It looks like Warner Bros. Games Montreal, the studio behind 2022's Gotham Knights and 2013's Batman Arkham Origins, is playing a key support role in the development of Warner Bros.' upcoming AAA Wonder Woman game, which was announced back in 2021. That's according to a job listing on the studio's website. The job ad states, "In this role, you'll be working closely with our team and support the Monolith Productions team on their announced Wonder Woman game." Monolith Productions is, of course, the primary developer behind the upcoming Wonder Woman game, of which we still know very little of. The studio's previous titles include the well-received Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor, the first two Fear games, and the Condemned series. Warner Bros. Did also recently shut down rumors that Wonder Woman would be a live service game, which is of course a concern for many considering the controversy around Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.